With the advent of microcomputers in the mid-1980s, scientists dreamed of finally creating a fully autonomous mobile robot. But even using state-of-the-art technology, they required a specially rigged truck dubbed the NavLab 1. The robot vehicle needed a separate four-cylinder engine to power four computer workstations, a supercomputer, its vision systems, and an air conditioner. Graduate students sat in the back to control the equipment, but the big truck was driving on its own. Originally, few people believed that NavLab would ever travel over 5 miles an hour and then be able to stop.
The NavLab 1 typically ran at about a walking speed. In fact, my son was born at the same time that we built the NavLab 1, and we had a contest that when he was crawling, it was moving at a crawling speed. When he learned how to walk, it was moving at a walking speed. When he learned how to run, it was moving at about a running speed. He finally got a bicycle, and then the NavLab 1 was moving at about the speed he could ride his bicycle.
NavLab ultimately exceeded 20 miles per hour, but children on bicycles were just the kind of object that its vision system had difficulty handling. NavLab was equipped with stereo video cameras and a laser rangefinder, but it still had great difficulty telling the difference between changes in terrain. The blue truck was replaced with NavLab 2, a U.S. Army Humvee fitted with an impressive new vision system known as Alvin. Alvin is what is called a neural network program. It's actually capable of learning to drive. Alvin is shown the road through a video camera while a person does the driving. After about 5 minutes of this learning process, Alvin takes over and continues driving on its own. NavLab 2 eventually reached driving speeds of 55 miles per hour. Then in 1995, the NavLab team decided to try a new streamlined approach with their robot vehicles.
We said, look, rather than putting all the processing power and all the electrical power on board that we think we might possibly need, let's go the other direction. Let's figure out how much power is available just through the cigarette lighter. And let's limit our processing to whatever we can get off of the vehicle as unmodified.
NavLab 5 was a stock minivan, complete with laptop computer and multiple television cameras for front, side, and rear vision. Alvin was replaced by a more sophisticated neural net system, Ralph, which could handle lane changes and heavier traffic. In 1996, Thorpe and his students sent NavLab 5 on the No Hands Across America drive, in which it made its way from Washington, D.C. to California. Ralph did the driving during 98.2% of the trip. The newest NavLabs have reached a point where the distinctions between robot and car have all but disappeared. The computers, radar, and cameras are now virtually undetectable. And that, Chuck Thorpe believes, is the whole point.
Oh, if you take it to show it to my son's sixth grade class, they're disappointed because it doesn't look so impressive. But that's really the idea, that computers are disappearing, the robotic stuff is disappearing. It's more and more of a comfortable environment that just feels like a car, a very smart car that can help you drive, but very much a familiar environment to be driving.
The same technology that drives NavLab has also been employed by other industries, such as earth moving and farming. Some tractors can now distinguish between cut and uncut crops and plow entire fields without an operator. And one day soon, unmanned helicopters will be able to perform search and rescue missions more efficiently than humans ever could. But the ultimate goal of the NavLab project was not just exploration of our own atmosphere. A planetary rover called NOMAD also used the technology. The Chilean Atacama Desert, the driest on Earth, was chosen to test the new robot because of its resemblance to the Martian surface. Nomad was designed to operate autonomously for long periods, navigate through unfamiliar territory, and identify meteorites and other rock samples. The robot vehicle plotted its own course for the majority of its 6 weeks in the desert. When it was given directions, they often came from classrooms halfway around the world that were set up to communicate with the robot. Nomad was intended to operate in much the same way as NASA's Pathfinder, designed by the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Pathfinder sent back startling images from the Red Planet and spawned a new generation's interest in space exploration and robots.